Joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, Greg and Joe. What's happening?
Doing all right. I saw yesterday that your quarterback, Riley Neal, has been cleared to play. The concussion with the South Carolina game out last week in Florida. So that's good news.
It is good news. It's great news. Great news for this team, man. We need him right now. And you know, now I mean, it's just back in the lab, making sure, man, that we can fine-tune some things so we can work to put it all together this week.
Well, and the offense has sort of showed that, right? Not a lot of points, not a lot of yardage.
Right. At this level, you got to make sure, man, that you can, you know, generate offense. Playing with young guys or guys that don't have as much experience. And when I say young, I just mean just not as much, you know, starter game experience, you know, like in this conference, becomes tough, because what happens is, you know, the practice is not necessarily like games. And you try to get them up to speed, man. You try to make sure that you can make it just as hard. But it's about accumulated reps. And, you know, Riley's played in enough games where, I mean, he understands what's coming at him. And he understands what he needs to do. And I think, you know, he gives us our best chance to play, you know, complementary football, and that's what this team needs, man. We need to play well in all three phases, you know, in order to give ourselves a chance.
Coach, we just think the world of you. What's been the most frustrating part for you this football season? I mean, the ups and the downs, but what stands out and just frustrates you the most?
I just look at the season and you know, like for me, just looking at, you know, where we were, you know, going into the season, man, really, really believed, man, that the offense was going to have to carry us as this defense grew up. And even though you got some grad transfers in, I mean, they're still new to your program. So, I mean, they can make an impact, but it's about energy. It's about consistency. It's about, everybody, you know, man, playing, at the same level and just getting better. And because of the inconsistency, you know, at quarterback and, you know, in the carousel, man, it just hasn't gone that way. And so it's been about just working hard, you know, man, to make sure, man, the guys understand, okay, you got to individually get better, man, so that the team gets better. And it weighs on young people, because young people are affected by so many more things around them today. I mean, there's just so many more distractions. And so, you know, with that, just constantly, having to reconnect the message, getting guys, back into the fold in terms of understanding where we need to go and not worrying about, you know, what's transpired, man. It's about what can we get done today. And you know, as tiring and as fatiguing as it gets, man, it's also, man, the best part of what, you know, I like about coaching, man, is the challenge of making sure, man, that you can get young men from where they are to where they need to be.
What is the message this week as Kentucky rolls in here?
You know, hey, we've got to make sure, man, that Kentucky's going to be a football team and is going to play a 60-minute ball game. We've got to play a 60-minute ball game. But more than that, we have to rely on one another, okay, man? We got to encourage one another, man. We got to stay focused, create our own energy, because the ball follows energy. And when you're not creating energy or you're not manifesting energy, okay, man, it doesn't go well for you. So this group is – you know, worked hard, like in a couple of days of practice that we had, of just, you know, trying to create that energy, that peace that, you know, only they can bring to the table, because that's not about somebody else, but that's about you. And control the variables that you can control, and, part of your energy and focus and discipline, gets back to the idea of being committed and trained. So just train in that process, commit to it, and then let's make sure that it looks the way it needs to look on Saturday.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason, Saturday, 2:30, Kentucky at Vanderbilt Stadium. When I look at Kentucky, and you talk about having quarterback health issues as well, they've had to move Lynn Bowden from wide receiver to quarterback. I don't know if I'm not. Are you not tempted to put 14 people in the box and say, if you're going to beat us, throw over the top of us? I mean, because they're not going to throw the football hardly at all.
Well, I'm like you. I wish I could put all 11 players at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, I mean, with that, off the run game, he's creative enough to make sure. And, you know, Eddie Graham's done a good job of giving option looks, spreading it out a little bit, some tricks and some gadgets, along with that to keep you up at night. I mean, this is different than the Kentucky team of a year ago, but, you know, the same when you start looking at how many runs they have, what they can do with the ball. They're still averaging, you know, in upwards of close to 300 yards rushing, and that's a problem, because that means that they give you limited possessions. Like in this, when you look at their time of possession, man, they control games, and so offensively, we've got to make sure, man, that we stay on the field as well. So giving ourselves a chance not just to stay on the field but score points. So we've got to make sure, man, that we can limit. Maybe to the best of our abilities, because they're going to get some yards, but you got to limit or get off the field on third down, and then maybe you're probably going to have to play fourth down, because they've been going forward a fair amount on fourth down. So it's got to be four down defensive mentality, scoring on offense, okay, man, and creating some explosives, and then playing lights out defense, because those same offensive players that you see are on special teams, and every one of those guys can go.
You know, Coach, when Missouri came in here, top 25 team, feeling good about themselves, and you guys just punched them right in the face. And they could never get back up. Do you go back to that day and think, how do we take what we had that day and I need it on this Saturday against Kentucky? To me, that's a frustrating part.
Well, yeah. I think, you know, man, part of those, part of that mentality goes back to, you know, just the idea of working, together. I mean, we all need to play together. And, you know, I've been talking to these guys again. You know, it's got to be an RTI game. I mean, you got to be relentless. You got to be tough, and you got to play smart. And, you know, this group hasn't had a ton of penalties, but I think, you know, the composure piece. You know, hey, something good happens, great. Okay, man, but something like doesn't go your way. Listen, hey, man, just keep chopping wood, and you know, in that's the way this game's got to be played. It's got to be 60 minutes. You got to play it 60 minutes, and if it needs to go longer, well, then it goes longer. But the one thing about Kentucky, man, they don't back down from anybody. Okay, man, they're gonna put you in a fight. They're gonna get you in the center of the ring, and they're gonna punch. And that's what we got to do. We got to be able to go toe to toe and make sure, man, if we land our punches and if we get a chance to land a haymaker, that's what we got to do.
Playing this game at home, Kentucky, that's the time you want to separate yourself from where you are, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. I think this is like the 92nd time these teams have met, all the way back to the 1890s. And this is the kind of game that you need to win to get that next step going.
Yes. I mean, this is a game that you know, man, we get a chance to play this week. We finally get a chance to, you know, get a quarterback back, and like a quarterback that can lead this team. So what we got to do is take the opportunity this week, you know, to take advantage of that, and let's make sure again, man, that we can, you know, get started on offense. Okay, run, pass, like however we need to attack this defense. Let's attack them. I mean, let's stay on the attack. Let's not, you know, sit back and just, you know, try to just. Throw jabs. I mean, we got to be able to throw some haymakers, and in that, I mean, that's what we're gonna do. Hey, listen, you gotta be all in. You gotta fire it all up, man. You gotta shoot all the bullets in the gun. Let's go.
Well, it should be a good one Saturday afternoon. Hey, Derek, thank you. Good luck. We appreciate it, man.
Greg and Joe, thank you so much. Let's anchor down.